Nation.
Welcome back to the Living Dead Minute, the daily podcast where we resurrect, revitalize, and reanimate George Romero's Night of the Living Dead 1 minute at a time in order. I am Matt from the SavageLandPodcast.com/SavageLand.
That might still lead to the same place. I'm Jason from ThatMightBeCool.com/SavageLand.
And I'm Rachel from that Savage Land show as well.
Slash
as
the podcast
live human.
Today we are discussing minute 29. 29 starts with Barbara telling a story and ends with Barbara still telling the same story
that we've already seen.
She's just going for it.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, but this minute is probably my favorite so far. I mean, it's pretty bad, but. It has easily the best eye roll I have ever seen in a movie.
Yeah. That eye roll from
And
Ben.
I don't think that eye roll was intentional. It looks like they were trying to cut it out, and they cut it out a little too early. Because it clips to Ben, and he just rolls his eyes so hard at Barbara's story.
It's pretty, like, it's pretty amazing.
Well, nice. And he's still making faces, like, throughout the rest
of
the story.
Yeah, every time it comes to Ben, it's just like, ugh.
He's just like...
doesn't care at all.
Yeah, he just does not give a shit about Barbara and her story.
Not in the slightest. He's like, dude, I just told a story about a moving bonfire plowing through 50 or 60 zombies, going through a billboard off a guardrail, like, dude screaming for his life, and you're telling me this shit?
Yeah, you're telling me a story about your brother who wants candy and you don't have any to give him?
And he slept so late? Like, what?
Yeah, and he's lazy.
Yeah. Like, holy hell. Okay.
And then she's freaking out because it's hot for some reason.
Why did it get so hot in there for some reason?
Rachel, I'm so glad you armed me with the knowledge that this was improvised. Because, oh my God. That makes this scene better.
Do you think that it really was that hot, and that's not part of the improvisational part? She was just really hot while filming, and the lights were hot or something?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, I think she was drowning. She, like, wasn't sure what to say, and so she just, like, tried to find something that she could do to buy herself a little time.
That makes sense, because, it was, like, here, tell this story, but make it up as you go, and you only get one take.
It's like it's so bad. Like she just you can see it in her face. She's like trying to come up with the next thing to say and she has no idea. So she just starts clutching at her chest and like, "Oh, it's really hot in here." But then like doesn't even
hot.
Yeah, like she doesn't even take her jacket off or like anything. She just kind of unbuttons it a little bit.
Yeah. Poor Barbara.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, if Ben's story was improvised, he still did a way better job than Barbara over here.
Yeah, great. Like, honestly, like that. Ben sounds like one of those improvised stories that you'd try to tell, like, at a bar to, like, you know, one up your buddies. Like, it was really cool.
Exactly.
50, 60 zombies, flaming bonfire. Like, you know, it sounds like a cool improv story. Hers is like, I don't know what I've ever done. I've drugs, lots of drugs. I'm just going to make this up.
I think I am going to take Barbara's advice next time I'm trying to tell a story and I'm floundering. Just be like, ugh, it's so hot in here. Why is it so hot in here? And
yeah, next
start
time
taking
I
clothes off.
Yeah, next time I don't know what to say. Man, it's hot in here.
Yeah.
And then just pull at my jacket, but not take it off.
No.
Thermostat. Yeah, just pull at it uncomfortably and make everyone around you really awkward.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that's effective. Oh. That's effective technique.
Yeah, that sounds great for someone with social anxiety.
How to talk to people 101. Talk about how hot it is and pull your clothes off.
How to make everybody around you
uncomfortable. I know the intention was to give Barbara sort of up to be in shock and to really have a hard time getting it together, but it's like it's a little too far on the unbelievable side of not being able to get it together. Like,
yeah.
Either she's in shock and she's not going to be talking, or I don't know. Just doesn't feel right. It's not quite right.
Yeah.
Yeah, not at all.
Maybe it's the cuts to Ben where he's rolling his eyes and looking at her like,
probably doesn't
shut
help.
Up.
Yeah.
I definitely think if I were to choose which story was better, Ben's is the easy favorite.
Yeah. I don't know. Barbara's is pretty good. It's pretty good.
Okay, I noticed something in the last minute that I forgot to mention. Ben is wearing a ring on his left ring finger.
He is?
He is.
Oh.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah,
what happened
right?
to Ben Arena?
Yeah, where's his lady?
Yeah, so like it sounds looks like Ben might be married. Do you think we'll get any deets on that?
No. Nope. What if he's not married to a lady?
Ooh, he could be married to a man. This movie, oh my gosh. Forward thinking.
A white man.
It's like hitting all the things that people at the time hated. Too much. He can't be black and gay and interracial relationships. I can't handle it. And he's smart. Ah!
Yeah, well, I can't go all the way to the top sometimes, guys.
This goes all the way to the 10th level.
Yep.
On a 20-level building.
Not all the way to the top, just halfway.
Yeah. Just to the upper levels.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I eagerly anticipate what Barbara's going to say next.
Yeah, I mean, this man started. Who knows what he started, but this man started.
This man started.
And if your man started, feel free to send us an email at zombies@tldminute.com to let us know what your man started doing.
This man started.
Or you could complete the sentence. Let's have a fun This Man Started contest. You could tweet us at @tldminute to let us know what this man started.
If you're not 100% clear as to what we're rambling on about, that's the last thing that Barbara says in this movie.
Yeah, if you,
she says, this man started... ...
Again, I mean, we have the video in our in the description, so if you need to see what we're talking about, just go skip to 0028 and watch to 0029 and you'll know what we're talking about. You know?
I think you gotta switch. I think you've been a little dyslexic with your.
What are you talking about?
280-280-2900.
No, it's because it's 0 hours and then 28 minutes and then 00.
Oh, mine doesn't tell me hours.
Oh, it doesn't. Mine
minutes.
Does. Mine does.
Your YouTube is cooler than my YouTube.
My dad could beat up your dad. My this old man could started beating up your this old man.
My honor student could beat up your honor student.
That's the next bumper sticker.
That is a bumper sticker.
Is it already? Oh, wow.
Yeah, totally. That's where I said that.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Holy crap. It's already...
Not yet.
I mean, I guess the listeners don't know this, but wow, we went from one weekend to the next. Right?
Well, it's not the weekend. It's still Thursday.
Is it still Thursday?
Still Thursday.
Oh.
I thought it was Friday.
It's Thursday.
Damn it. I don't know time.
Apparently I don't either.
Well, whatever it is.
What's this time?
We hope that you'll join us on whichever day that Minute 30 comes out on the Living Dead Minute.
Back on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back on the air after an interruption.
We did it. We did it. We did it.